Welcome back. This is the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I'm your host, Stephen Kay. Our phone number to join us with your questions and comments at 713-783-8365. Those numbers spell my name, 713-S-T-E-V-E-N-K, or shoot an email to me at StephenKayLive.com. And when we're live, as we do this every Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., we'll be glad to have you on the show. If you call the number before or after the show, that goes to my office, and I will still be glad to help you or refer you to the show advisor or expert that I know and trust that can help you with your particular question. We are here talking about health today. And now that I've gotten off my soapbox rant about the medical community and where I think they go right and where I think they go wrong, here to set us straight from a natural perspective with your health and wellness is Dr. Dan Cuney, our customized clinical nutritionist. If you'd like more information on Dr. Dan, just visit drdanwellness.com. You can find out, you can look and review his Seven Pillars of Health platform that he teaches us a little bit each week here on the radio show. He's got some great videos. He's got the articles that he posts online in our newsletter on his own website and a lot of other information that you can use to continue to improve your personal health. So check it out at drdanwellness.com. Of course, he's here to teach us right now. Dr. Dan, always a pleasure to have you here.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Stephen. It's good to hear you. What I wanted to talk to you a little bit today more about was the digestive system, because a lot of people don't really think much about their digestion. Really, they just say, okay, well, you know, my stomach can digest my food and I'm on my way. And maybe if, as long as I have a bowel movement a day, or at least some people don't even know they need to have a bowel movement every day, and then they're good. But really, the digestive system is one of the most powerful systems in the body. And just because it is this, that does not mean that we should think less of it, because there's so much things that happen in our digestive system. A lot of people don't realize that about 80% of our immune system resides in our digestive system, so that the ability for us to battle all the infections, infestations, the things that come onto us, it has a lot to do with how healthy your digestive system is. And for the women out there, they often think about, you know, the quality of their skin, or we're thinking about acne and thinking like that. That has a lot to do with the health of our digestive system. When I have women that come in with acne, one of the first things I do is I start to work on the digestive system to get their skin balanced.
Now, I want to back up here a second, because you said something very important right in the beginning, and I think that this doesn't just apply to when we have digestion issues, but all health issues, is that we typically don't think about these things until we experience a problem or something that we think or feel is unusual. And that's not we're all kind of reactive like that in many areas of our life. That's not necessarily a great way to take care of our health, is waiting for something to be wrong, because chances are when symptoms start showing up, those issues have probably been there longer than we've noticed.
That's true. I mean, the very first sign of a symptom is time to start saying, hey, well, maybe I need to do something about this, because you don't want it to get worse. You know, when you start getting indigestion, one of the first things people think of, because the millions of dollars that have been spent on commercials, is Rolaids or Tums, right? That's the first answer to indigestion. But what's the question?
Kind of what I was just talking about in the last segment, where I said, every solution that we have that comes in the form of a pill seems to only subdue symptoms.
Right.
They don't necessarily solve the problem. They just make us feel better at that moment. And then we got to keep taking it.
Exactly. And here's the thing that's very interesting about that. What Rolaids and Tums does is suppress acid. Everybody knows that, right? Because that's antacid. But what it does is stops your stomach from being able to digest the food properly. Because do you think there's a reason that God put acid in our stomach?
That's right. It's there to process what we take in.
Absolutely. We have to digest that food. We have to take that hydrochloric acid, and we have to get that to really digest the food. And about 70% of those cases, the answer is actually to give them, and I know, hold on to your seats for a second, it's actually to give them more acid, where we give them a pill that has 18 hydrochloric acid in it, and it helps them digest the food properly, and then they don't have that reflux and coming back up into their esophagus or the indigestion going on, which seems so counterintuitive based on the way that we've been educated. But what's really happening is the indigestion is a situation where the food is not digesting properly. That's where the term is correct, you know, indigestion. And then what happens, it moves into the next tract called the small intestine. It rots in that part of the small intestine, and the acids from there back up into the stomach and back up into your esophagus, and that's where people get all this reflux indigestion from. That's about 70% of the cases. There are some true situations that, you know, that need to be treated the other way, but it's just amazing to see just by giving somebody some digestive enzymes, some betaine hydrochloride, that a lot of those things just disappear.
I had no idea that's what indigestion and heartburn really was.
Yes. No one's educated on it. You know how we know it's true? It's by patient cases. So in other words, somebody had a theory. They said, let's try this theory out. And when it starts working over and over again, you start saying, wow, this must be what's going on. This is how the physiology is. So giving them natural foods and processes, and to support the body's natural function is so much better way to get people well, because it's supporting the ability to digest the food. You know what happens to the people that don't have plates and tums? Well, they keep going down this path. They can't digest protein. Then they become protein deficient in their bodies, and they have all hosts of other symptoms that start to develop as they get older because they can't digest protein.
And again, it's something that we don't necessarily notice until those symptoms show up. So where does it actually start? Before the symptoms actually appear, where does it actually start? Where can we start to figure out, how do I stop this from happening, or how do I stop this from getting worse?
Well, again, that's why I do what I do. So the idea is that you can go on my website and you can pull down the new patient paperwork, and there's a symptom chart that's there. And you literally just go through and check mark those symptoms. And if you've got some symptoms going on, then it's a review of all your body systems. So it goes through every part of your system, from digestive to emotion to women for menstrual cycle, and it goes through all that, and it's on one page. And in one page, you can look at your own health. I can't tell you how many people do that questionnaire and they say, wow, I'm much worse off than I thought I was, because they don't pay attention. Paying attention to your health is what you need to do to get well. And so it's so important to do that.
All right. You're listening to the Life, Business, and Money radio show with Dr. Dan Cuney, our show advisor on customized clinical nutrition. If you have a question for him, give us a call at 713-783-8365. Or shoot an email to me at stephenklive.com. When we come back, we're going to get more into this topic and what you can continue to do to either resolve digestive, and other health concerns that you may be experiencing right now, or more importantly, how to prevent them from happening in the first place. If you'd like more information on Dr. Dan, check out drdanwellness.com. Stay right here. This is Life, Business, and Money, and we... Welcome back. This is the Life, Business, and Money radio show. Stephen Kay here with Dr. Dan Cuney, our show advisor on customized clinical nutrition. If you'd like his help with your personal health and wellness, call in now, 713-STEPHEN-KAY. That's 713-783-8365. Shoot an email to me at stephenklive.com. We're live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time. If you're listening to our archive or podcast, the number that you... to me, and I will either help you, or, like, if it's a question about health, Dr. Dan's the expert there. I'll make sure to get you to him so that he can help you with your concern. And that's what we do here on Life, Business, and Money Radio. Now, Dr. Dan, in the last segment, you said something that I think we really ought to expand on in more detail, and that is the fact that 80% of our immune system resides in our gut, in our stomach area, in our digestive system. And you talked a lot about the immune system the other week. And, this is really what helps our body fight off all the things that we don't want to happen to us. So taking care of our, as you said, digestion is your seventh pillar of health, but it's probably the most important because it affects so many other areas of your body and of your health.
Certainly, Stephen. When we make sure that we have our immune system online, or we have our GI tract online, our immune system, it's best possible potential. People talk about, we've talked about this before, about, well, my genes are a little weaker, so my immune system's not as strong. Well, we want to get you up to your fullest potential, what God's given you the possibility of being. And it is so amazing to see how many people are out of balance because of the gut ecology, which is the good and bad bacteria in the gut. Now, you may have heard of probiotics. You may have heard a little bit about this concept, but we want to get into it a little more deeply today so that we can really understand how this works. So essentially, there are about 40,000 different bacteria strains in our GI tract. Now, this is amazing because this is recently discovered. And I know this seems silly, but they used to think that there was only about 500 different strains of bacteria. And now we know there's over 40,000 different strains of bacteria. We know that in our GI tract alone, there's over 6 to 8 pounds of bacteria in our GI tract. 6 to 8 pounds, do you think it's important?
Probably. And the other end of that just popped into my head is, you know, we've kind of been brought up to think of bacteria as a bad thing. You know, we see these commercials for cleaning products, bacteria and germs, you got to kill them. But this is stuff that lives inside us that's actually important to our health, that actually helps us fight off other things that are coming into our body, everything from how what we breathe to the foods we eat.
Certainly. And you know what I want you to get is that there's good and there's bad and there's a balance. Okay, so this is important. So there's good bacteria, there's bad bacteria, there's yeast, there's fungus, there's some people call it candida, which is an overgrowth of yeast. And what I want you to understand is that all of this is supposed to be in a proper balance. It's okay for the bad to be in there as long as the good is working to the level it's supposed to be. But when this stuff gets out of balance, when your unique fingerprint, and I really mean that, your gut is unique to you, and there is no one else on the planet that has gut flora that's exactly the same as you. So this is where that gets a little confusing, because a lot of people go out and they buy a probiotic, and the probiotic says, okay, it has, you know, bifidobacteria, and it has, you know, acidophilus in it, and da-da-da-da-da. And so everybody thinks, well, I guess I just need to have those 3 or 5 or whatever's in that product. And it's a lot more complicated than that. What we're doing when we're doing this, in our office, we do something which is called a gut flora reboot. Now, this gut flora reboot is a very unique concept. It's not being done. But what we do is we take a product that has oregano, philodendron, anise, and it's an enteric-coated capsule, which means it's not going to release in your stomach, but it releases in your gut, in your GI tract or your small intestine, and goes on to the large intestine. And what it does is it knocks down or resets or reboots. You know how you have to reboot your computer when things are not working right? You have to do that pretty routinely, right? And if you don't, what happens? It just seems to degrade, especially if you got a Windows, sorry. But it seems to degrade over time until you reboot it, right? Well, guess what the deal is? Is that our body is like that as well. We have to reboot the computer of our body and reboot the immune system of our body by going to the digestive system, and we knock down the bacteria, bring it down to a lower level, and either the bacteria, your fingerprint, will repopulate it as it's supposed to, or you can get even more aggressive and bring in lots and lots and lots of probiotics and prebiotics, which we'll talk about, and allow that balance to reboot and reset to be your unique thing. And we need to do this once a year to really be healthy and strong.
And why once a year? I mean, what happens to us? Does that mean if we're eating as healthy as possible, we still ought to be doing this?
I think in today's society, the answer is yes. Now, as healthy as possible, there's very few people on the planet as possible in today's society. As healthy as possible, and the question may be coming up in someone's mind right now, why do I have to take probiotics? I'm sure the people 100 years ago didn't do that because we didn't have them. Well, sort of. We actually ate fermented foods. There's fermented sauerkrauts, fermented foods were in people's diets. Why? Because we knew naturally that we had to have those fermented foods to actually give us gut balance. Now, you can go to there's an article on my website about Dr. Weston A. Price, and you can read more about those traditional diets, and you can learn more about that concept. But in the meantime, we, in the society we live in, the foods that we're eating, and the imbalances we get, and all the interactions we get with the different people and their immune systems and challenges and bacteria, most of us get out of balance and to be really strong and healthy and maintain that health for the rest of your life. It's just like a cleanse. You want to think about rebooting your gut flora, getting that balance, and allowing it to repopulate to the dimensions, the way that your body is supposed to have it, so that you can be as strong and as healthy as possible.
713-STEPHEN-K is the number to call if you have a question for Dr. Dan. That's 713-783-8365. So rebooting is probably a good place to start. We reboot our gut. That sounds kind of cool. and then once we do that, is there another part of the cleansing process that we need to consider?
Well, the digestive system has many different aspects to it. So the other aspect to the digestive system is to understand that digestion really begins back in the liver. So you have the food that comes down your esophagus, goes to your stomach, and it churns up in your stomach. Actually, the truth of the matter is digestion starts in your mouth, because when you masticate or chew your food, that's what's breaking down the particles the most. And the saliva has all those enzymes that digest. It goes to your stomach. And in your stomach, then the hydrochloric acid goes in and digests it in the pancreas, and then they start to digest the food and put it into a chyme, and then it moves into the small intestine, and what then comes out is from your liver. And what comes from your liver and your gallbladder is called bile. Now, this bile can get old, like sludge, you can think about old oil in your car. Okay, so the bile can kind of get older and thicker and not as, you know, potent. And the bile actually emulsifies the food. So it's important that our bile is flowing properly. So what we use is a product that is made from the stalks of beets. And that product, what it does is thins out the bile, opens up the liver and the gallbladder, allows this bile to flow and emulsify. Now, not only will that help you digest your food better, and that is another huge piece of working on indigestion that I didn't mention earlier. But the other piece of the puzzle is, if you're waking up in the morning between 2 and 4 a.m., like consistently, then it's a good chance that your liver and your gallbladder are out of balance. That's energetically when they work the strongest. And so by doing this, you'll get a better night's sleep. And the other thing is, if you're not getting that nice, healthy, big, juicy bowel movement in the morning, you know, that one that looks like a log and you say, wow, you look down and you're impressed, and you haven't had one of those in a lot of years, well, guess what? That's your bile being out of balance. And when we fix the bile, you start having that, you'll get up in the morning, you'll have a little something to eat, a little something to drink, you'll have that big bowel movement, and you'll say, ah, yes. And it, you know, that urge in the morning should be an urge. You can stop it, but it should be an urge like, this is supposed to happen now. And a lot of us haven't had that experience in a long time. And I'm telling you, that is healthy digestion. That's what you want to experience. And when you have that, you know you're on your road to health.
And, wow, that was a lot of information to take in such a short amount of time, but that's why you're good at what you do. So, you know, we hear all of the, you know, you related this to being the oil in your car and how it can get, you know, sludged up and gunky, and that's what makes your car run bad. So this is the same thing as what makes you feel bad, what makes you run bad, makes you run slower, makes you not have enough energy, makes you have those restless night sleep. And at the same time, I don't think there's a Jiffy Lube approach to this. I don't think that there's – you see these commercials for these things. Oh, you know, if you're experiencing this problem, take this. You'll be better in 10 days. That's not the way we properly take care of our health. And when we come back from our break, I'll let you explain what's the best way to approach this on a step-by-step basis, so that you can properly, if you're feeling like this and you're having these things and you don't realize that it could be a digestive issue, Dr. Dan will explain to us what you can do step by step to get this back on the right track. 713-STEPHEN-K is the number to call. That's 713-783-8365. Dr. Dan's website is simply at drdanwellness.com. And if you'd like to learn more about what he does in his practice and how he can help you in this area of your health and others, check out his 7 Pillars of Health program online at drdanwellness.com. I'm Stephen Kay. This is Life Business of Money Radio. Welcome back to the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. Stephen Kay here, guiding you through your morning on the challenges that we face in our life, at our business, and with our money. Our phones are always open for you at 713-STEPHEN-K. That's 713-783-8365. If you're listening to the show live, that means you'll get on the air. We're live every Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time right here at live.com. You can shoot an email to me at stephenklive.com, and these resources are actually available to you all the time. So if you're listening to an archive or podcast, still call, you'll get my office. Still email, you'll get me. I'll respond. And if I don't have the answer, because I always say I don't know everything, I have a great team of show advisors that can help you with the question that you're looking to have answered that will help you continue on your path to success. And one of those experts is here with me right now as we broadcast live from the Cap 5 Technology Solutions office and studios. I did forget earlier to thank Cap 5 for allowing us to use their space to do our show from on a regular basis. So thank you, Lance and Dave and Alex and everyone at Cap 5 Technology Solutions. Lance will be back next month on the show. He's recovering from his back surgery, so we're all wishing him well. And check out Cap 5 at cap5.com. That's CAP.com. And they're a good company with good people. You ought to get to know them. Anyway, I am here with Dr. Dan Cuney. He is our regular Thursday show advisor. He teaches you about your health and wellness, which is such an important part of your life. You know, we work hard in our business. We work hard to make a living. None of that matters if you don't have good health. And that's the first thing that you really ought to be taking care of, is your own health, so that you can continue to do the things that you love to do in life. You can continue to work hard for what you're trying to strive for. You can continue to provide for yourself and your family. Taking care of your health is so important, Dr. Dan, and that's why I love having you here on the show, because you teach us how to do it right. You teach us how to do it naturally and properly. And today we're talking about digestion. And I want to get to the solution of this, about how do we take this from where we're at now to where we really ought to be? And I did promise that, but you said that there was something else that you wanted to talk about in regards to the bile and liver, that it's extremely important to our discussion here today.
Well, I wanted to make sure that everybody understands the concept of this bile. One of the ways you can know this is something called bowel transit time. So the easy way to do this, you can take charcoal and do this and look at the stool and so on, but the simple way to do this is you get two red beets. Okay, you can cook them up, you can steam them, have two red beets, and then watch your bowel movements, and you should have a red bowel movement. And by the way, don't call 911. It's normal for beets to make your bowel red, okay? But you should have it within 12 to 14 hours. If you don't have a bowel movement within 12 to 14 hours of having that, you have a problem with your bile. The bile is getting thick over time. It's out of balance, and we want to make sure that that bowel transit time is working well. One of the things we want to look at, we want to recognize that the digestive juices in our bodies are just not the same as we get older. So in other words, at 65 years old, we only have 10% amount of the digestive enzymes that we have when we are 20 years old. So could it possibly be that part of the factors of aging is this concept that we can't digest our food properly to get the fuel we need to refuel our bodies and make our bodies healthy as possible? I mean, just think about this. Every 7 days, we get new cells on the inside lining of our GI tract. Every 7 days, brand new cells. It's the one of the most prolific areas of our body in reproducing cells. And if God knows that that's important, that put new cells there every 7 days, do you think it's important to make sure that that system is online, it's on track, and helps us be strong and healthy?
Absolutely.
And it's important to understand that we actually talk about the gut lining, the lining of the inside of your GI tract. Oh, by the way, it's 400 square meters. People don't think about it because they can put their hands around their belly and say, well, this is my digestive tract down here. But it's 400 square meters. That's 200 times more area than their skin is. So your gut lining is actually your connection to the outside world. More of a connection to the outside world happens inside our body through this GI tract with all the foods that we put into our mouth and that pass through us that we have to deal with, and we have to deal with the bacteria that's on them and all the different things that are on there, and then digest them properly. More of that happens inside our GI tract, which is inside our body, than external on our skin. So it's really important that we know this and realize that our gut lining is really our armor to the world. I mean, it literally is that armor that makes us strong. And when I say this, if I have a patient that comes in that when they're sitting, they sit and they kind of cower in where you can't see what I'm doing, but they're pulling my belly button in and over, okay, that is a good estimation. If you sit like that on a daily basis, that's a good estimation that your gut lining is thin. And you probably don't feel as strong. You don't feel as powerful. You don't feel like that vibrant child that you were when you used to feel like you could take on the world.
And, you know, that's the thing that I think gets most of us, is that when we're feeling like that as we're getting older, we just think, well, it's a natural part of getting older. And it is. We are going to age. Eventually, we are going to die. And these changes that our body goes through, the fact that we produce less digestive enzymes at 65 versus when we were 20, that's a natural part of life. But I think part of the reason why it drops off as much as your statistics show is that because most of us from birth through life are eating the wrong things, are taking in the wrong substances, not getting enough of the vitamins and minerals and other nutrients that we need for to actually do what it needs to do. And I think if we change that, if we fix that, and we bring our kids up to do the same thing, we'll just see a natural extension of our longevity, and these numbers wouldn't be as drastic from 20 to 65.
Certainly. And we actually have digestive enzymes. We have hydrochloric acid that we can use to supplement what's going on. And so you have to remember that some of the natural ways that we would reproduce our digestive enzymes is we would eat plenty of raw foods, and those raw foods have the enzymes, you know, equipped inside them. But when we cook them, those enzymes are killed off or killed down. So it's really true that the better that we eat, the healthier we're going to be. That is always going to be a true fact. So it's the fuel we put inside our body. And I teach people to make those changes. But in the meantime, I use whole food supplements and herbs to get the body back on track, to do the gut flora reboot, to thicken the gut lining. We have a product that we know from experience we use that gut lining. So if you're feeling that way, you can even start feeling recluse and like you don't want to take on the world. You know, it's that getting up in the morning and just getting really slow to get out of bed in the morning. You know, there is so much that has to do with the GI tract. We haven't even talked about, we'll probably do a whole nother show on neurotransmitters, but just briefly, the neurotransmitters that are in brain, like serotonin you've heard of and all these other things, they are about 90% of that is in the GI tract. So it's really important to realize that, wow, the GI tract is often called the second brain because there's so much that goes on down there. And we want to make sure that our gut is as healthy as possible so that we can be as healthy as possible.
Now, we're getting right into the middle of what I always consider the most important part of the program, because, yes, it's important that we understand what's going on. It's important to understand the problems and challenges that we face in any area that we discuss here on Life, Business, and Money. But I believe the real job here on the show is to provide the solutions, and you've just started to talk about that. So let's get more into a little bit of the detail about what it really takes to get this back on track. I know you have solutions that you provide to your clients at your practice. And if you're listening to this and you want Dr. Dan's help, call his office. He'll set up an appointment with you. He'll sit down and consult with you. You can contact him directly at 713-295-9358. I'll say that again. I know I talk fast. 713-295-9358. Go to drdanwellness.com. Check him out. Make sure that you understand a little bit more about what we're talking about, and give him a call, because that's what he's here to do, is here to help you be healthier. So when you sit down with one of your patients and they're experiencing exactly what you're talking about, you've already talked about some of the things that you do. Give us a little bit more detail on what we can do ourselves to actually start to change this and feel healthier.
Thing I mentioned is that if you're not looking at what's going on for you, then you won't know what's going on for you. That seems so obvious, but we just get so used to the symptoms that we're dealing with. So print out that questionnaire that's on my website, write it down, go through the questionnaire, and if you start seeing there's some symptoms on here, you're like, oh, okay, this page is adding up, then that's when you come in and you sit down with me. And what we do is we go through the history, we make sure we understand the background, we even try to understand why this may have developed so that you can get involved in your own care, and then we can coach you through the seven pillars of health, which you can see on my website, which we talked through over the last 7 weeks. And basically, we will figure out where to start and what goes first. Now, for some people, the digestive system needs to be the most important thing they need to work on. And other people, the cardiovascular system is the most important thing. And other people, the endocrine or neurohormonal system is the most important thing. So we look at these systems and we figure out where to start. And we now, you can obviously start and stop whenever you want, Stephen. You know, this is your health, your choice. But the process is to work with me for 6 to 9 months, going through these procedures, feel the experience of what it feels like to get healthier each month. So you come back and you tell me once a month what's changed, what's gotten better, and you get involved. And then in addition, I do some biofeedback, which is it's too much to talk about today's show, but we can talk about another show, where we do some biofeedback to ask your body what needs to be addressed first, what's the process. And so between the intellectual and the intuitive, we figure out a way to get you to your goals, and you list what your goals are, and we move towards them.
The most important thing Dr. Dan said right there was, this is your health. It's up to you whether or not you take care of it. I recommend that you do. If you'd like to take care of your health in a more natural and healthier way, then call CUNY, sit down with him, talk with him about what ails you most, and he'll start you on the one or more of the seven pillars that you decide is most important. You can contact him directly at 713-695. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. 713-295-9358. That is 713-295-9358. Check out his website. The free questionnaire is on there, right?
Yes.
All right. Free questionnaire on there that you can start asking yourself these questions and start the process on your own at drdanwellness.com. Again, that's drdanwellness.com. We'll have more as we wrap up the show on Life, Business, and Money, so stay tuned.